welcome to this episode of the Security Clearance Podcast. Today we're joined by Major General Kevin O'Connell. He's the Executive Vice President of Program Operations at Advantage SCI, an Alexandria, Virginia-based firm that provides counterintelligence and other security services globally. Thank you so much for joining us. We'll dive in with the questions.
Well, I definitely want to make sure we talk about Advantage SCI in terms of what you do and who you are.
For a small company, we've got a lot of pros, if you will. We're organic. We've got our own human resources, our own accounting, our own business development, our own program management. So everything in the corporate headquarters, we're organic. And then we've got facility security up to SCIF ready, which is sensitive compartmented information areas that we can work, which is very appealing to work on proposals and contracts and things like that. So we've got our headquarters in Old Town Alexandria, and then we've also got offices in El Segundo, California, and San Antonio, Texas. We are growing and competing for various contracts out. We're very busy at this time with proposals and not only contracts with directly with the government, but we're also working very closely with some large companies on subcontracts and teaming and partnering. So I think we're in a great position to start to quickly grow here.
Being a small business, what are some of the advantages for candidates working for a small business as opposed to working with a bigger name, larger contractor?
Well, for a small business, I think you're more identified as an individual person than just a number. It's a very flat organization, so an individual working here, things are turned around very quickly. So something to get to the CEO in a big company would take a long time through the different layers here. We can get something to the CEO very quickly for decision or guidance or change and things like that. So it's a people oriented organization, and it's small enough where the leadership of the company knows the people that are working here.
Are there other positions or candidates that you're currently searching for?
Yes, we're a small business, but we're growing quickly, so we're looking for individuals in the counterintelligence field, the intelligence field, program managers, security fields, really across the intelligence and security disciplines.
What's the demand right now for folks with maybe an active clearance, or are you currently able to sponsor folks for a security clearance of you?
Yes. As far as linguists specifically, I think we'll continue to see increases in the linguist demand in Iraq and Afghanistan especially.
And where do you find most of your linguists get their training? Do a lot of them come with a military background as far as those language skills? Do you see folks coming out of universities or entry-level folks that have the language skills that you need? Or kind of what's the experience level you're generally looking for?
It's a mixed bag of military linguists and translators that have served and have the both English and their other language, or it's foreign-born individuals that have become U.S. citizens and can pass the language test, both English and the language that they're going to be translating, whether it's Arabic or other languages.
Successful contracts get extended. Is that something maybe you can speak to or that you experience?
Yes. You know, I think the individuals with the experience of working for a contractor on that job, whether that contract remains in place or a new contract is let, even with a new contractor, that first-hand experience is very valuable, and they would more likely be hired as an incumbent by a follow-on contractor.
Is there anything you wanted to speak to or touch on specific to your company?
Just want to thank our employees. A lot of them are working in austere environments. They're able to travel without notice at times, work extended periods of time, walk long distances at times. So they're working hard out there to not only support Advantage SCI, but to support the Department of Defense and the State Department and really the U.S. government. So just great workforce, and we're proud to be their employers.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the Security Clearance Podcast. Please visit news.clearancejobs.com for more security clearance news, insights, and information. Have a great day.